In order to support our show, we need the help of some great advertisers. And we want to make sure those advertisers are ones you'll actually want to hear about. But we need to learn a little bit more about you to make that possible. So would you please do me a favor? Can you go to podsurvey.com/Jamie? That's J-A-M-I-E, podsurvey.com/Jamie, and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you better. That way we can bring on advertisers you won't want to skip. Once you've completed the quick survey, you can enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. You guys, you can buy a lot of great things on Amazon for $100. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's podsurvey.com/Jamie, J-A-M-I-E. Guys, thanks for your help. Go to podsurvey.com/Jamie.
Hey, friends, and welcome to the Happy Hour with Jamie Ivy podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm so glad you're here. Each week on this show, I invite a friend to join me, and we chat about the big things in life, the little things in life, and everything in between. Hey, y'all, welcome to the Happy Hour, Jamie Ivy. I am your host, Jamie, and we are counting down the days until the end of the year. I cannot believe that 2023 is around the corner. Happy December 21st. That means we've got 10 days till New Year's Eve. I'm just happy that you're here. We just finished our Characters of Christmas series, and if you haven't listened to it, maybe you're going to be in a car, maybe you're going to be on a plane, maybe you're just going to be wrapping presents, maybe you just want to sit around with your kids and listen to something besides like VeggieTales, Wheels on the Bus type of music. If so, put in our Characters of Christmas. We have some great conversations about Mary and Joseph, the angels, shepherds, and the wise men that I think are going to really, really help you focus more on Jesus this season. This is a fun episode. We do this every year. And on this episode, we're looking back. So we're looking back on 2022 and seeing what happened at the happy hour. What are our favorites? How did we grow? All the things. And so today, I thought I would introduce you to every person on our team. So I'm going to bring them on throughout the whole episode today, and you're going to get to hear from them. You guys, four out of the five are brand new this year. So I'm just telling you, we have grown so much. I'm going to talk about that real quick. First, I want to welcome, we're going to start, Lindsay Sweeney.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hi. Lindsay is usually behind the old control panel.
Yeah, I just was onboarding, talking with one of our new teammates who you'll meet later. And she said, it's going to take me a minute. And I said, sometimes I sit here and I'm like, how did I get to this place? Because it also takes me a minute to still know how to do what to do.
So it takes a minute.
Takes a minute, and that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 2022 has been a fun year and a growing year for Ivy Media. So we've done this the last couple of years, the end of year episode. We've done it different ways each time. A lot of times we look back, what was your favorite episode? What was your favorite guest? Let's just start. I'm going to start with, let's give some facts.
Okay. Here we go.
So let me do a couple facts real quick. Is that last Christmas, the people working at Ivy Media would have been myself. It would have been you.
Yep.
It would have been a coworker of ours named Abby.
Yep.
And then everyone else was contract, that we still have some contract people. But that was it in the office.
Well, Amaya was like here as an intern and then very, 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 very part-time.
Yes. And Shannon's been around for a while. Yeah. You're going to hear from her today from the first time. But I mean, like day-to-day, who would see like our core team? It would have been the three
Just
of us.
Just the three of us, yep.
And so now we would say our core team has,
we've doubled our core team.
Three people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've doubled our core team. And then there's been some along the way, but our core team has been doubled. Mm-hmm. How exciting is that?
It's really, really, really exciting. I don't think that I would have thought a year ago when we did this that that would have happened. But, you know, I mean, it has. And I think it's really, really exciting and really good. And it's also really, really hard.
You are not lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been really hard.
I would say that 2022 has been, I think I said this the other day in a meeting, it's been like a year of growth. And I feel like 2023 is going to be a year of stability.
Mm-hmm. Like our roots.
Like our roots. Like yeah. We need, like we just grew really quickly and in a really good way. Mm-hmm. And then next year, let's grow deeper with what we have. I feel like for the first time in a really long time, we have such a good team working together. And so how do we like continue that and build deeper roots and that type of stuff. That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
Does it feel like that to you?
I agree. And it's, you know, I have been with you for 5 years this fall. And so even
I should have got you an award.
Well, thank you.
I sent you to Camp Well.
You sent me to Camp Well.
I said, that was it. Congrats.
That was it. I was like, I got to go to Camp Well. This is not a plug, but it is. You guys, check out Camp Well.
Please. I've been to everyone. It's so good. It's amazing. We highly recommend it.
I think that what I was thinking about in that is like, man, I to get to be a part of is always like such a privilege and an honor and like super humbling to think about how God has moved my own personal story and giftings into this space to get to partner with you and really collaborate. And we say that, and I think people sometimes don't, they think maybe it's just a lip service, like that's sweet, but like, yeah. No, literally it is like you, we say this and you are the one that starts and leads it. And like, I can't do what I do without what Lindsay does. And well, I don't do what I do without, like, we very much feel that way about having one another in our corners and supporting and partnering to do this. And so it's really crazy to see what's happened in 5 years.
Yeah, and I agree with that so much. And this year being such a growth year, we've always had Ivy Media. It's been what everything is under. But this year we started Ivy Media Podcasts, which has been super fun, super hard, big learning curves. We still are learning. But that has been a major impact to us, adding three new people, is really starting a whole new company with three new people. And so that has been such a joy to watch those girls come in and really take ownership over what they're doing. Ashley Caldwell being the newest, and then Amanda this summer and Angie this spring, of really just saying Ivy Media Podcast wouldn't exist without these ladies.
That's right.
I mean, it's so fun to watch it all come together.
And just so everyone knows, that was three A's.
And everybody that works here.
Ashley Minor, who you also will talk to. We've
had teammates named Amaya, Abby. Currently, we have Ashley, Ashley, Angie, Amanda, and me and Lindsay and Shannon.
Yeah. So.
And Ava,
who's our
sweet high school girl who ships out our merchandise. Her name's Ava.
Basically, if you have an A name and you'd like to work for Ivy Media, you have to. You can apply.
Oh my gosh! One of our interns was Allie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
It's really funny.
But we're not hiring.
Hiring right now.
We are good. We are good on that.
You got an A name, you get moved to the top, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the end of December. We're launching our podcasting course in January again.
Yeah.
And so let's give a brief little overview of that and what we saw success in and how that was fun. And we're going to launch that again next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we released that in August of 22.
This year.
And man, we had, you know, like 85 people go through the course, and some people had already started podcasting. Some people were like, I'm just buying it and stepping in because I think I want to do it. And other
Which
people
is
were
most
like,
people probably, yeah.
But then I would say this like middle ground of like, no, I know I've always wanted to do this and I'm committing and we're doing it with you. So fun. I think we've had 14
shows.
I think shows that have launched. We'll be sharing more of those in the new year too with you guys, just to celebrate with them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been really neat
it's really
to meet
exciting.
Them. And they're all over the country and they're connecting with one another. And we did office hours. I mean, we've talked about that, but we're getting ready to open CART again.
Yeah. Open enrollment towards the middle of January.
Yes.
And so.
But.
What?
Can I give a secret?
Well, sure. You have a microphone.
I do. This is what it feels like. If you aren't following us in all the places in the newsletter, you should. JamieAbbott.com/newsletter. Because after Christmas,
there's
a little special thing happening.
Like a big sale.
Yes.
A one-day sale.
Yes. So you can use that Christmas cash.
Christmas cash for the win.
That's right.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said that. JamieIvy.com/newsletter. Get on our newsletter because it's going to be a big thing. Hold on to that. That was exciting to do. It's fun to help women and men. Even though our audience is mainly women, it's fun to help them chase those dreams. And then another thing that, I mean, the biggest thing that we did this year was Ivy Media Podcasts with our collective. And you and I have been talking about this for a really long time. Kind of the way this happened, a little insider baseball here, is We've been dreaming about having an in-house editor for a long time because that's something I've always contracted out, which is fine and great. Yeah. And people do a really great job and it's something that we'd have to think about. But our dream was, what if we had a woman who could be a coworker, a co-creator, dreamer, all the things, and handle that happy hour. But what we knew is we couldn't afford an in-house editor for one show. That is not a good financial decision. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah. And so, but we knew we wanted to help other people. And if we had a collective of podcasters that we could use an in-house editor. And so we did it and we took the leap of faith. And guys, all this launched, all these things launched when I was in Italy for a month with my family on sabbatical. Crazy. Well, I was on sabbatical for 7 weeks.
I know.
Yeah. And so I said goodbye, peace out. And then things started launching. But that has been so fun. We've had amazing shows. The shows on our network include The Happy Hour, Jamie Ivey, which you're listening to right now. Launch, which is a show that launched this year for the first time with me and my friend Lisa Whittle. On the Other Side, which is a show that is not in current
production,
but it's a show that I did with my husband. And then some brand new shows too. Ministry Strong with Lisa Whittle. Brand new show from the ground up.
Yeah.
30 Minutes with the Perrys, with it, which is Preston and Jackie Hill Perry. It was pre-existing, but now we have them over here.
Yep.
And another from the ground up is Still Coloring with Toni Collier. She just launched season 2 in December. And then a show that was already existence, but we kind of relaunched it, and she's actually launching in January.
You're going to actually hear from her tomorrow, or not tomorrow, on Friday.
Yeah, you're going to hear her preview on Friday is Vivian Mabuni.
Yeah, and of course, our Angie Elkins.
Angie Elkins, that's what I was going to say. Angie is our editor, which is going to get to that. Her Chatology is over here. So lots of fun shows.
Yeah.
Basically, if you need more podcasts, we have you covered.
We do. And some new shows in the new year.
I know. Yeah. New stuff. Okay. This is what I'm doing. I'm asking everybody that I'm sitting down with the same questions, Lindsay.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you, but first let's just do some rough overview happy hour.
Let's do
Give us some stats. And I say this, if you're in our podcast, Little Mastermind with Ivy Media Podcast, I say all the time, I don't look at stats. I don't care about stats. I want to know about stats.
Yeah.
Because it makes my heart sometimes feel weird.
Yeah. And I'll just, again, what did you say? Insider baseball?
Yeah.
Behind the curtain.
Do you know that? Insider baseball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Behind the curtain a little bit. Some of this stuff is like great and it's fun to celebrate and it's good. But it's also like, who's deciding all of these things and
maybe
how is
it measuring?
Maybe we don't
even need to share them. Who cares?
Maybe.
This is what we're going to share. Who cares? We're definitely, okay, I'm going to make a decision right now.
Okay.
We're not sharing any numbers.
Perfect. Okay.
This is my new phrase. Can I get in trouble for this?
Maybe.
Who the H cares? This is my new phrase that I cannot stop saying. Who the H cares?
H is better than...
Who the hell?
Or
you can, that's not a curse. Who the heck?
No, H which, is great.
Is there another word? H, hell, heck. Oh, F? I didn't say F. I said who the H.
I said there could be worse.
Okay, there could be worse. So maybe in my real life sometimes I say who the F. But I don't say the word.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it slips out. No, but my new phrase that I think is very appropriate is who the H cares?
Who the H cares?
And when I was growing up, my mom would have been like, that's just like saying the word because you said the word in your head. And I'd be like, Mom, I said H.
My family's going to die when they hear this. But I used to say, I used to be like.
What?
I would be like. What a Fig Newton. Or like, my brother and sister, I would be like, you don't get the full bird, you just get a wing. I would
be like, that's such a Jesus sassy. Juke. Like, I'm going to be a little on the edge, but not. I would get in trouble growing up if I said freaking, because my mom would be like, it's the same thing. And I'm like, no, it's not. I did not say the word. Like, I didn't say the word. So anyhow,
Who the H cares about
nobody
numbers?
But let's just talk about top shows.
Top shows. Okay, so top shows for 2022.
And this is based on downloads.
It is.
Okay.
Is Pastor Sean Johnson, again, attacking anxiety, talking through that, his story.
Where did we just talk about this?
It must have been in the course.
We just talked about it. And I think it's funny because Sean Johnson, there's also a female gymnast, former Olympian. It's not her.
Sean, we would love to get
Sean,
you.
Come on. But I say this as I am so not surprised that that's the number one listened to show this year.
Oh, me neither.
But it also surprises me because I think a lot of people in my world didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
And then I got his book and I loved his book. And I also, I mean, what episode is it? This is episode 549.
That I've was interviewed episode
a lot of people.
469.
Okay, that was 469. I mean, what I'm about to say is I've interviewed a lot of people. And some people have really great books, but they don't do well in an interview. Sean was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really good. And then your good friend Jenny Allen coming in number two.
Jenny, mm-hmm. Help me find my people.
Help find people. And then we have Bonnie Gray, number three. Bonnie Again, Gray. Secret Shame, Rewriting Your Past.
Uh-huh. And that was in the spring.
Yep. And then remember we invited back on Gloria
Umani?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And so episode top four most listened to was Gloria. And then number five is Let's Talk About It, Cheer, with Jackie Hill Perry.
Let's Talk About It with Jackie?
Uh-huh.
Jackie's coming back in a couple, like 2 weeks.
Yes. I think you might have already shared this, but it's a special kind of twist on the happy hour.
It's a dumb twist.
It's not dumb. But Jamie is the guest.
Okay, so it's not dumb that Jackie's here. I'll explain it just a minute. Our very first show of January is January 4th. So it's literally in 2 weeks from now when you're listening to this. And we wanted to start out with a bang. But I said to Lindsay, I was like, hey, what if we just brought someone on to interview me? So normally I'm the one doing the interviewing. Mm-hmm. So they asked me questions. And she's like, awesome, sounds good. Who do you want to do it? And I was like, Jackie. Because mm-hmm. I love Jackie. We have great synergy. We care for each other. Mm-hmm. We're friends. Like, you know, like, it just works well.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And so, let me just tell y'all, this is fresh.
This insider is fresh baseball.
This is fresh because I recorded that show the same day I'm recording this.
Yes.
Okay, so today, behind the scenes, is December 13th. I recorded Jackie's episode earlier today, and I told Jackie some very high-level things that have been going on in my world. Teenagers, travel, high mm-hmm. level. I did not tell her about what came out. And she asked me a very generic.
Honestly, generic, general question. Hey, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on this? And what she didn't know, I feel myself feeling like I'm going to cry again.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Jamie. What she didn't know was that very general, generic question has been very personal for me in my time with the Lord.
Yeah.
And there's no way she could have known that because zero people except for my husband knew this.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Like literally nobody except for Aaron. I've been talking with Aaron about this and I just cried my way through it.
Yeah. It's really great. So you want to make sure you hear that episode.
It's very personal.
Yeah.
I was going to say I'm embarrassed. I'm definitely not embarrassed. It's not embarrassed. Yeah. It just feels like I had only talked to Aaron about this. And then now I talk to everybody. So it feels a little naked.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wasn't ready. Like, I hadn't talked to anyone about it. So I wasn't ready to do that. And I really was sitting there where she's bringing up thinking, I'm not going to answer this question. I'm not going to answer this question. And I just felt the Lord like, here you go.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
He's kind.
He is kind. Jackie is on in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Interviewing me.
Yeah.
She was funny. Did you hear? She's like, well, maybe I should introduce myself in case no one knows who
I
am.
I was like
okay, Jackie. Humble little friend. Uh-huh. What were we talking about? Oh, Jackie with Cheer.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. During the holiday season, we all spend time and effort finding the perfect present for our family members. Nothing beats seeing your kid's face light up when they open a gift from you. I want to tell you about Irma, a woman in Colombia who wanted so desperately, as every parent does, to make her daughter's Christmas memorable, but she didn't have the money. Then Compassion stepped in. Irma's daughter is now sponsored through Compassion International, and that sponsorship is a huge answer to prayer. Compassion works through the local church to provide food, clean water, education, medical attention, and above all else, Jesus. The church makes sure there are gifts for every child and that each child learns the true reason for the season. We need you to sponsor one more child today. For only $38 a month, you can make a huge difference. Will you help a mother provide for her family this Christmas? Go to compassion.com/IVMedia to sponsor. Go to compassion.com/IVEY Media. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. Wherever you're starting, there's thousands of classes to get you moving, whether that's beginner or advanced rides, feel good live DJ rides, or artist themed rides. They've got something for you. You guys, I've done the beginner rides a lot and I'm not ashamed of that. And I've loved every single one. Peloton bike instructors keep you motivated from day one. In fact, I found a few of my favorites and I keep going back to the same instructors. They show you the basics. They'll help take the guesswork out of your workout and encourage you to build from there. Peloton Entertainment keeps you moving. You can watch your favorite TV shows and live sports as you ride. Perfect for those days when you don't want to miss a thing. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. We're going to talk to everybody on the team today. I've got all the ladies here. We've all been in town. A lot of them live here, but we've all been in town. Angie was here from Orlando, so we sat down and I asked them all the same questions. So you ready, Lindsay? You're kicking it off.
I'm ready.
Number one, what do you do for us?
All right. So my official title is Director of Operations. And so what that means is Ivy Media at the top is the company that we have said we have these other things going on. I am helping to oversee and care for all things that are happening in the company.
Yeah, you manage all the operations that come through here, which is great. And so I always say it like, if anything's coming out of here, Lindsay's had her hand on it in some way.
And just real transparently too, in the
spirit of that.
Spirit.
I don't really enjoy this. Just that. FYI.
Earlier, I'd said it's been really hard that we've added people to our team, and I didn't want to leave that because it. Thinks it could be negative, and it's not a negative. It's really a lot about a more personal, like,
yeah, this is your chance. Open up, start crying. Go for it. Open up your wounds.
You know, it's been us doing it, and it's been a lot to do, but I have a, like, quote, right, large capacity, and I enjoy work so much, and I love to get it done. It's like my superpower and I have all these strengths and things. But what I've discovered in the last few months is like believing this lie, right? That I don't have limits or I don't have a place where my capacity runs out. And so in that belief, then I like don't rely or know or even turn to God who is present for us as a strength. And in our weakness, I'm like, what weakness? I got all this. Like, so like God's doing a lot in my heart about those things. And in that, it's like, oh, but I'm limited even in what I can do in this space. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing more people on to do even more things, which I couldn't do more things. Now they're getting to do those things. But even still, like the things I was doing, were able to like start to give to other people. Mm-hmm. And that there's like, it's not a lot. Like I don't, there's not like a grieving of that as a loss. There is like a lot of excitement with it. But the hard part is like, for me personally, like, okay, how do I do what God is doing in my heart, which is like, sit with me in this place of like, you are a limited, created child of God. And then what do I do with that limited time? Mm-hmm. And he's been so kind, like, even like we have people now, they're taking things. So it's like allowing me to kind of really, mm-hmm. we said it yesterday, but like become more focused mm-hmm. and narrowed. And that can feel hard for someone like me who's like, no, I'll do it all for you. I'll do everything. And so I don't feel it. I just feel that tension internally a little bit.
But. And I see that even as a leader here and trying to help you lead the best way that mm-hmm. you can all of the people of helping you see like, even though you could do everything, you can't do everything well.
Yeah.
You know? And that's hard for, I live with one of you guys.
It's real hard for you to say that and to say yes to that. But
Listen, I
would push back a little bit. But
and I would be like, see, there you go. You cannot. But the even Lord like, that's working. Why I've talked about, like, I really see next year of really people finding their lane and running in it. Mm-hmm. And like allowing people to grow in what they're doing. And I think that's what we're figuring out. Yeah. And it is the thing, like it's been me and you for so long mm-hmm. and now we've doubled and that's a great thing in helping them bringing everybody up, you know, and helping them do what they do best. Yeah. It's been good. Okay. That's what you do for us. Tell us about who you are. Like, okay. I mean, you've been on the show before, but people will probably know
you
who you are.
You can listen. to past episodes.
But give us an update where you are right now with your life and who you are.
I mean, I'm still single, ready to mingle.
Single, ready to mingle.
That's right. Lola. I think we shared last year that I got a dog.
Still have the dog.
I still have Lola, and you guys are right. It does get better.
It's getting better, yeah.
But the puppy years are rough. And my niece had her first alone trip to Austin to visit this summer, and that was awesome because I did that as a little girl visiting with my aunt. It was so formative, and like I just felt like a lot of my understanding or expansion of like seeing the world and experiencing new things happened with my aunt, and so I love to get to do that with my niece and nephews, and so still doing that. And church, like I've been leading my small group this year. It's been awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you love about working here?
I think I have said that at the beginning, but I mean, I just like love our collaboration, the whole team, everyone, like really, we genuinely do care for one another. That is very true in a cultural aspect of our team. But the thing that I like ultimately just like at the end of the night when I go to bed, I'm like thankful. I can't believe how unique God has designed the kingdom, mm-hmm. and like that he would use this medium to expand his kingdom.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me, or it doesn't like seem like it should be real. Mm-hmm. And I just think I love that so much that we get to do this work together and thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people are impacted and their hearts are stirred and God uses the words, the text, all the things to like lead people to him and make their walk closer.
Yeah. That's you know, we so talked earlier about crazy numbers and we decided not to share numbers, which I'm perfectly happy about. And numbers can be a weird thing for me because either I feel awesome or I feel very insecure. So numbers are weird. You know that. But when you talk about the impact that Ivy Media gets to have from all of these podcasters, I mean, previously it was just me, like my podcast and my books and my speaking. And now that we're collaborating with all these other people, and you talk about those numbers, I mean,
it's millions. I mean,
it's millions upon millions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. 2022 favorite episodes this year, Lens.
All right. I have two because I never can just pick one.
I have three. So.
And technically, it's like five.
I kind of have four.
Well, see, we're bad. Yeah. Okay. So in our encounter series this summer, Phaedra's story.
She's on mine too.
I mean, I still can't get over it. I think about how, man, her encounter with Jesus is so amazing. Did you write down the number?
No. I can look them up real quick.
That's okay. We'll put in the show notes for you, but the Phaedra's episode, please listen to it. And then I actually really, really, really loved our foster care series.
Oh, yeah.
I think like creating a series where we're highlighting, I'm going to cry over this, I think, but just all of the different stories, because adoption and foster is not a beautiful, happy, joyous
storybook ending.
Storybook experience. Mm-hmm. It begins out of pain and trauma, right? And so I just feel really proud of those four episodes and like how we curated and met with and like cultivated people to come and share kind of all those areas.
That was great.
And I think it's really beautiful.
That was really great. Okay, here's mine. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Phaedra was on my list. Mm-hmm. Also her husband, David.
Yeah, David.
I mean, that was our Advent series. He started it out, and I just could have sat. I felt like I was at school. I could have sat on him forever. A fun one for me was Scott Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, head coach of the Baylor Bears. I'm not like this huge Baylor Bear fan, but I'm a really big fan of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really love sports.
You love coaches.
I love coaches. Mm-hmm. I love – no one take this the wrong way. I love like
I know what you're
like
say.
Old men cute coaches. Scott is not old, by the way. He's probably not younger than me. But like Mac Brown.
Yeah. If you have a video of a coach dancing with their team,
please send it to me. I will make me so happy. I was watching the North Carolina play the other day, and I was like, please win so I can see Coach Brown dance in the locker room. But Scott Drew was really great. I just kind of love that insider sports stuff, so that was really fun for me. And then I'm going to tell you one of my favorite episodes, and honestly, the reason it was one of my favorites is deeper than just the show, was Kay Warren. Mm-hmm. So Kay Warren, husband to Rick Warren, they were at Saddleback for decades. Mm-hmm. He just retired. And something happened in her interview, and I said it to you afterwards, mm-hmm. but I didn't talk about it in the show. Mm-hmm. But something happened in her interview when she just randomly, we didn't even talk about it. We were talking about the Enneagram maybe, mm-hmm. and she said that she's grown so much and her kids have seen that growth in her, right? Remember mm-hmm. that?
Yep.
And do you remember when I came to your office yep. and said, I said, oh, this man, I'm going to cry all day. What's all wrong day? With me? I said, I was so encouraged by that because she has grown children and she's still willing to grow as a mom. And motherhood is hard for me some days. And yeah. I just feel like, am I doing anything right? And to hear Kay with grown children saying, I'm still willing to grow as a mom, as a relationship with them. And she said it so flippantly. Mm-hmm. We didn't even talk about that. Mm-hmm. It was what I took away. And then on a personal note, I don't know, you don't even know this, but I've had some things in my personal life since I've talked to her that I've been texting with her about. And I just think the kindness of her mm-hmm. to like spend time ministering to me.
Yeah.
This younger than her, like we've met like twice. I mean, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I think I was just really impacted by her kindness. Mm-hmm. So she was my favorite.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Best book you read this year?
Okay, the best book was definitely What Cannot Be Lost by Melissa Zaldivar.
That, to me, is the most unexpected turn of events from an interview. Because mm-hmm. Melissa Zaldivar, you guys, in like 3 days,
yeah.
we start reading Little Women together.
We do.
With a massive book club.
Over like 1,200 people or
over
something.
Over 1,200 people are reading this book.
At this moment.
You can join us still.
Yeah.
And then it might already be filled. I don't know. But there's a trip in there the spring to go up to the Alcott House. But anyhow, Melissa's interview. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the book. That was
the book.
Of, yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So good. Think
so beautiful and honest and a good reminder of even in the midst of really hard times, there is hope. What about you? I mean, you read a lot of books. So what has been your...
I read a lot of books, and I always want to be clear. In fact, my mom sent me a text the other day, and she said, your dad doesn't think you read any of these books. I said, what?
Randy. She does. I watch her read some
I
of
said,
them.
You tell him, yes, I do. And I said, how did that come up? She said, you were talking about some book, and he said, I bet she didn't even read that book. Dad, yes.
Yes, she did.
I'd be reading these books. But I will clarify, a lot of books for work I speed read.
Well, I will say, you've just as me. Your friend too, you are a speed reader in general.
Yeah, yeah, I am a fast reader in general.
I mean, like, you can read all of these books.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you do also have a method too of like
speed I have a method reading. Of prepping yeah. before an author comes on. But a lot of authors that come on, I like legitimately want to read their yeah. entire book. So here's my four. You ready? And I read two of them over my sabbatical. Mm-hmm. First top book, and it's an old book. I missed it. The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer.
Oh, I should add that to my list because you read that book.
Did you read it this year too?
Yeah. I started out the book year with that book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And true story, I made my phone a dumb phone.
Yeah, you did. It's back though, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. It was at IF. That's like that I'd finished it uh-huh. right before IF. And
Which
I made my phone a dumb
early
phone.
March, yeah, uh-huh.
And I was like trying to drive Jenny Burke from one place to another place. And I was like, I can't with my maps. Like I got to put maps on to yeah. do that. So I did that, but I kept it in the black. I was like, I just can't do that. I don't mm-hmm. know. I yep. got to figure it out differently.
Well, I'll say I read that book and I think it's going to be a book I read every year.
Yeah.
And I might bump it up to January. I think it's a really good mm-hmm. start the year off book. John Mark was on the show this year. Great show as well. But from that book, you know this, I took email off my phone.
Yeah.
And I still have it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say it's an inconvenience sometimes.
Sometimes.
The inconvenience is like the weirdest, like movie tickets. Like, I have to screenshot them from my computer and text them to myself. It's like three extra annoying mm-hmm. steps. But I'm also not checking my email at red lights anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've noticed it. I leave my computer at home at the office a lot.
You do. Yeah.
And so I go home. That was the biggest thing I learned from that. I was like, I want to go home and be home.
Uh-huh.
And just a computer and stuff. Okay, so that one, I read The Four Winds by Kristen Hanna, which mm-hmm. is a great fiction book. I love all her books. So I read that this summer too. Good Boundaries, Goodbye by mm-hmm. our friend Lisa Turkhurst. Highly recommend. And then Fostered from Tori Hope Peterson.
Oh, yeah.
So, so good. Can I tell them about a book? This is December 21st. Can I tell them about a book that I read that comes out next year that I can't talk about yet?
What book are you trying to talk about?
Well, I did an interview with her, but we can't talk about it yet.
No.
So I can't tell them about the book that I love that I read that I can't talk about yet?
No.
Wow. Okay, there's a book that I read. I'm going to give a little bit of clues. That's it.
Jamie.
Here we go. There's a book that I read by an author that I adore. This could be anybody so far.
Okay.
There's a book that I read by an author that I adore, and it's a memoir, and it's really great.
Thank you. And now we're moving on. All that is safe. We're not going any further.
It was like the first time I ever got a book that was like, do not talk about this book until February.
I did believe that I signed something.
I know someone asked me if I did,
and I was like, I'm really sure I signed something.
Anyhow, next year I will say that is one of my favorite books I read this year too.
Yeah.
But it didn't come out until 2023.
Yeah.
Okay. Last thing until we introduce our rest of our team. And this episode is going to be longer.
I know.
I love it though. It's fun. Last thing is any professional or personal goals you have for 2023?
Okay. So I think the professional I kind of already hit on. Like I really am trying to lean into like what it is to be limited. Mm-hmm. And so that I can do what God has called us to and me specifically well. Mm-hmm. Personally though, because I love work, I really enjoy work. So I'll just like work all the time, mm-hmm. almost as if work is a hobby.
Mm.
And so I'm realizing like,
what's your hobby? Work.
Work.
But emails. I love emails.
Please don't email me. Please don't. But I was like, okay,
Are you going to tell them what you told me last night?
Yeah.
Oh, this is good.
I really want, I love thrifting. I love antiquing. I love hosting people in my house. Planning
events. Tell them what you're going to do. This is
crazy. The point is, all of those things I feel like have a lot of like outward focus and they're for other people or explain it. But I wanted something that could like, it's really not for anybody. It would just be for me to enjoy. And so I've always loved the cello, and I want to learn to play the cello.
So next year you will be playing Oh Holy Night on the cello.
I think that it's a hard instrument. So I'm also entering into it with like limited. I'll be 42 next year. I do have a musical ear. I played the flute. I sang. But it's been a long time, and so I'm really just. So this is a small story. When I was after college, I worked as a student missionary in Hawaii at the University of Hawaii Baptist Student Ministries. And one of my students, Joy, she had the most beautiful voice. She still to this day has probably had the most beautiful voice I've ever heard in my whole life.
Like Whitney Houston-esque? Because no, Whitney has a beautiful voice.
It's something so much more delicate
like
and beautiful.
Angelic.
Yes.
Okay.
And she played the guitar, and it just is like this most.
Like Taya?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, gosh, it's just so beautiful. I like feel like right now. But she really would not ever do that publicly.
Mm-hmm.
But we lived together in this, like, I lived with like 24 students. There was a male side and a female side. And then we had like this common area, and she would go in that common area in the corner facing the wall so no one could see her. And she would just like play and sing and worship and spend time with Jesus there. And it was just for her and Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like think about that as I think about the cello. I'm like, man, I really want it to just be something that's a hobby for me, but also like just a space to just sit with like this beautiful instrument and like almost like a feeling of what God feels like.
Mm.
So that's what I'm excited for.
I love
for.
It. I can't wait to hear you play it.
Yeah. Jamie?
Yes.
What about you?
Goals?
Goals, professional, personal?
Well, last year I said I wanted to learn how to play tennis.
I know.
Yeah, and I never did.
You played tennis one time with Aaron.
One time with Aaron and Kate and a friend. Uh-huh. Yeah, and so maybe I did.
You okay, did there one I time. Did,
because
yeah.
like Shannon is going to tell us later, one time matters. So I think I still think I want to do that. We have a tennis place, a little club right next to the office that I could go to on my lunch break and play some tennis. So I think I still want to do that because that feels like something for me and all the things. I also think as I look forward to next year, like even I want to figure out more like what's my lane. And that feels funny to say, but like what are the things that I want to focus on? And I think I'm figuring that out. And like God and I are doing a lot of conversations about that. Like what does that look like? Like what do I want to focus on?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, 2023, my son Caden's going to go off to college. He stayed home this year. I'll have two boys starting their senior year. My daughter will start her sophomore year all next year.
And she's going to drive.
And I'll have my last driver. And so it feels just like every year with teenagers, just like one step closer to everything changing. Mm-hmm. When Caden goes, everything changes. When one of the other boys goes, everything. I mean, just we're just on this like trajectory of every year something is different. So I think I just also want to like lean into that. I really see, I definitely don't see like my boys too far gone, but I look at my daughter and I see like so much intentionality that I want to have with her. Like we go to breakfast every Friday. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do that with my boys for whatever reason. And so I just want to like, I want to be so focused and intentional on that. So that's what it is.
I really like that.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, coming up, we've got all of our team. So coming up next, I'm going to bring Angie in and we're going to talk to her all about Ivy Media and her life. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Welcome to the happy hour.
Thank you.
Okay, so I just talked to Lindsay and we're going to talk to all the rest of the team. And now I'm talking to you.
Let's do it.
And you're here in Austin from Orlando. Mm-hmm. How many times have you been here this year?
Oh, I don't even know.
A lot.
I don't.
Five, six?
Maybe six or more.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot.
I love that you get to come here so often.
I love it.
We usually make a big fun thing about it.
I know. It's great. It is fun. I feel very special when I come in.
You are very special. Okay, introduce yourself to everyone listening, and then I'm going to ask you what you do for Ivy Media.
Okay, awesome. I am Angie Elkins. I am married to Robert. We've been married for 26 years. And
y'all just had an anniversary too, didn't
you? Yeah, 26 in August.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you. And we have three kids, 22, 20, and 18. And am I close to empty nesting? No, because
they keep coming home.
Well, I just have one that's probably never going to leave. Like maybe she'll get married and leave. Uh-huh. I don't know. Maybe
she's
not.
She's happy.
She's happy and so are we.
Oh,
so it's
I
fine.
Love it.
Yeah, it's totally fine. So yeah, that's my stage in life. I'm a podcaster. I have a podcast called Chatology, which is a part of Ivy Media podcast, which is super, super fun. And that's it.
What do you do for Ivy Media?
I am the manager podcast. So pretty cool. Last night when we all got together as a team, we were kind of reminiscing about how we just started the conversation about me taking that position a year ago today, or last week.
Yeah.
And here we are. And we started three brand new podcasts this year. Also transferred some over to our network.
Yeah.
Just crazy what has happened in the last year.
It's
super
crazy.
Fun.
Lindsay and I were just talking about that, and we were kind of setting the stage for, we knew we wanted an in-house editor, and I'm sure I've told you this, we knew we wanted an in-house editor, and we really wanted a woman. I've actually always had men contractor, and that's fine. They've been, you know, contracted work for us. They've done a great job, all the things. But we wanted like a teammate.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, but we knew we couldn't do it with just the happy hour. So that's kind of how we started dreaming about Ivy Media Podcast. Is like, what would it look like to have more shows? And so that's what brought you to us. What do you love about working for Ivy Media?
I love a lot of things about working here. I love that the fridge is fully stocked
it's
with amazing
stocked.
Drinks, all the choices, all the different waters with all the bubbles and also diet soda, like everything.
Everything.
That's one of my favorite things. I also love that we have Torchy's on speed dial, like literally.
Yeah.
But of course, I love the camaraderie here. I love the just the appreciation for being part of a team like this.
Yeah.
It's so cool, but I want to make sure I take the time to thank you, Jamie, because you are the one that sets the atmosphere here. You really are. Like your energy, your vibe, your spirit, all of it sets the tone, and that's what I love about it.
Well, thanks, Angie.
You're welcome.
Sometimes I'm like, I feel tired.
And that's fine.
And I really have loved working with so many different people.
Yeah.
I mean, Lindsay and I were just talking about how we've doubled our team this year. I mean,
that's crazy.
Literally doubled. Every person that people are going to hear from you on is brand new this year.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's so cool though.
And it's not a turnover thing. It's an adding thing. So it's really, really great. Okay. Favorite happy hour episode from this year. And you, I mean, I said this to Ashley. You'll hear this in a minute. There's certain people on the team that like it's their job to listen to the show.
Yeah.
Like it's not Amanda's job.
Right.
You know, Lindsay, even it's not even her full job anymore. You and Ashley, like you're going to hear every show.
Yes.
So
yes.
For you, what has been your favorite episode this year?
Okay. What I really want to say, I don't think I'm allowed to say because it's a show that hasn't aired yet that we're not supposed to talk about.
Well, Lindsay and I just talked about the book that we're not supposed to talk about, but I didn't say who it was or what it was. So okay. You're going to say the show that airs in March.
Oh, really? It's March? Or
February.
I don't remember.
Okay. So okay. Besides the show that we can't talk about.
Okay. I really loved Anne Boskamp's show. And what I loved about it, and this is stuff that you guys don't get to hear, but like I have been on the call when it's not recording, right?
Right.
And so it's like the fact that she is exactly the same on record as off record.
Yeah.
And that really like endeared me to her. I just loved it so much. Mm-hmm. And of course, the book is fantastic. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite books this year. In fact, I just told Lindsay my books that I read, and I should have listed her book as well as one of my favorite books this year.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I mean, so good. It is fun. Like, there is this whole behind scenes era. And I just interviewed a guy today in here, and his show is airing in about a month, and he has a podcast called Compelled, and they record 2 to 4 hour episodes and condense it down to 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, we do not do that around here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much editing of content that ever gets done on these shows.
No.
But it is cool for people working on the shows to get to hear what is said before and after the record button.
Yeah,
and
it is.
I love that you said that about Anne.
Yeah, it's so true though, right? Am I right?
Yeah, so true. Yeah. Okay, best book you read this year?
Without a doubt, What If It's Wonderful by Nicole Zasowski. Such a good book.
Yep.
The thing I love about it, well, really, if you haven't read the book, I encourage you to pick it up. But she talked about the difference in cynicism and pessimism. Mm. She talked about how joy is the riskiest thing to choose in life. And it was just really eye-opening to me. She was on episode 475, if anybody wants to go listen.
Yeah.
She was also on Chatology 199.
You were ready.
I know I was ready.
You're ready.
I looked it up.
I love that book too, because I am a person who can lean towards everything's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's all falling apart. What are we doing? And her book is the exact opposite of that, of really calling us up to like, what if it's wonderful?
What if it is?
What if it is? Okay. Personal or professional goal you have for 2023. You can do both, one or the other, or whatever you got.
Okay.
Are you going to tell us what you told us last night?
I'm going to tell it.
Okay.
Which I'm afraid to tell because I feel like I'm committing.
Listen, I already talked about this with Lindsay. I had an episode with Jackie that comes out in 2 weeks, and I'm committed to something.
Okay,
that I
don't want to be committed to. Okay, I'm 51 years old.
This is your personal goal.
This is my personal goal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 51 years old, and I want to learn to do a back handspring.
Okay, we're only laughing because we talked about it last night.
Yes.
We're all encouraging you.
Yeah,
we're encouraging you in two ways. Number one, yes. We're also saying, take it slow.
Yeah.
Our bodies aren't what they used to be.
Right. I was just talking to Ashley about it in the production room before I came in here. And I was like, even bending over my body that way feels completely unnatural.
Listen, Angie, we're at the age where you wake up in the morning and you're like, my whole body hurts because I yawned in the middle of the night and I pulled a muscle.
I know. So will I do it? I don't know. I want to learn. And I'm going to try.
Didn't you say you have a friend in Orlando that could help
you?
Yes,
I have a friend in Orlando who owns a gymnastics gym. And I think she's the one to help me.
I just need you to make sure that you document this.
Okay.
You don't have to document it in real time because that can feel scary.
Okay.
But I mean, just document it and then show us the documentation after it's done.
If I do it, I mean, y'all, we're going to all cheer.
I'm going to all cheer. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a professional goal?
I mean, yeah, I have a few. I feel like they'd be boring to everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I, especially as a podcaster myself, I'm always thinking about how to grow my audience and how to get more listeners to the show. I mean, I definitely have dream guests. You know, Beth Moore is one of my dream guests. Amy Grant is one of my dream guests. So I would love to get them on next year.
Yeah.
That's always on the list. Yeah. So for sure.
Well, Angie, we're super grateful that you joined the team this year. Super grateful. Huge asset. And I love you're an Enneagram 8.
Yeah.
And I remember early on in your journey here, you said to me, you're like, Jamie, just tell me if you like it or not.
Yeah.
Because if you don't tell me the truth, it's going to be worse.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I can handle this. I like this.
That's the truth.
And it's sometimes hard for an Enneagram 6 because I'm like, I don't know. Am I going to hurt her feelings?
Right.
And you literally were like, it will be worse if you don't tell me the truth.
Yeah. It literally hurts my feelings more if you are not telling me that you don't like it and you're going along.
Yeah.
That makes me crazy. Like, it would kill me if I knew that.
And I love that.
Yeah.
I loved working with you because it pushes me to be like, just say what you want, say what you need and call it a day.
Yeah, that's what makes me happy.
That's right. Angie, we're so grateful for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for leading our podcasters so well. You guys, Angie cares them so well every month and every time she talks to them. And so I'm just so grateful for you.
Thank you.
Amanda, welcome to the happy hour.
Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to introduce you to the whole world.
Yes.
This is your first time on the show.
It is.
Okay. So first, I just want you to introduce yourself. Tell me about your real life before you tell me about your work life.
I'm Amanda Reed. I am a rare Austinite who's been here like my whole life.
That is so rare, you guys.
I was not born here, but I've lived here since I was six.
Yep.
I'm a Baylor Bear. So I was very excited when Scott Drew was on the show.
Yep.
I've got two little girls. Ruby is 5 and Annie is 2. And they just make life so fun.
I love it so much. Okay. Now tell me about your job at Ivy Media.
So I joined in June as the manager of partnerships for your show, The Happy Hour, but also our podcast collective, which has been a lot of fun.
So fun story about you is we go to the same church.
Yes.
Which is like we haven't forever, but you guys right. within the past couple of years. Had we ever met before you joined the team?
I think we met at a Polished event.
Okay,
here
in
Austin.
We talked about that. Yeah. Yes. But I didn't like know you and you applied for the job. And the funny thing is you applied for a different job than you have right now. Mm-hmm. And when we interviewed you, we had already interviewed the person that eventually got that job and we knew they were going to get it. And we thought, okay, she has to apply for the other job. And so Lindsay called you and said, please apply for this job.
Right.
And you did.
I did.
Because we knew we wanted you here. And I was just thinking, like, this is the end of the year show and we had our little Christmas party last night that you didn't get to be at. We're so sorry because you had family stuff happening. Yes. But I was just thinking, God has just placed so many amazing women on this team this year. I mean, we've grown. We've not only doubled, we've like quadrupled this year. Right. And you're one of them. So I'm really glad you're here.
Thank you. That means a lot to hear.
Okay, so you manage partnerships for The Happy Hour plus our other shows on mm-hmm. Ivy Media Networks. Okay, so I'm going to ask you the questions I'm asking everybody else. What do you love about working here?
So I have listened to podcasts forever. Like, I remember starting with you, episode 1.
Oh, my gosh.
Serial was another one of my favorites. Yeah. And I feel like my friends could probably attest to the fact that in regular conversation about life, or at like small group or whatever, I'm always saying like, oh, I heard on a podcast. Uh-huh. It's something I say regularly. So I love that my role here allows me to like bring podcasts to life.
Yeah.
Not that every podcast has to monetize, but mm-hmm. if people want to make podcasting their job, finding and cultivating relationships with brands and organizations to come alongside our shows to have ads running so that our hosts can get paid and spend their time doing this.
Have a job.
Yeah.
And we're so grateful for you. And if you'd like to advertise, send an email to partnerships@jamieivy.com. Yes.
I will answer you there.
And Amanda will get back to you. Yeah, it's really great. A lot of people ask, like, how they don't ask so much anymore because of what they see from the outside of the Happy right. Hour plus Ivy Media podcast. But in the very beginning, like, how is this your job? You know? And I'm always like, we monetize it the same way that you see a TV show, a radio show, advertisements. And so mm-hmm. we're grateful for you running that for us.
Thank you.
Okay, favorite happy hour episode of the year.
Okay, I looked and I think it was 517.
Okay.
With Sharon Hottie Miller. So yeah. She was not somebody I was familiar with before she came to the office. And I happened to be here when she came to record that episode. So it was fun for me to get to interact with one of your guests. Mm-hmm. And when I heard what she was speaking on, the cost of control, I was like, ooh.
Yikes. Yeah.
Yeah. And she just talked about the connection between control and anxiety.
Mm.
And something like clicked for me. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, wow. I'm an Enneagram 2 with a 1 wing. Mm. So I crave order. And with that kind of comes control.
Yeah.
And I think especially after the past couple of years with COVID and so much feeling out of control and trying to cling really tightly yeah. to what I think that I have control over, it's all false.
Mm-hmm.
And then hearing her talk about how anxiety
yeah.
comes from our craving control and our yeah. need for control. So
that was a really good episode. I love Sharon.
Yes.
She is a phenomenal writer, Bible teacher. Her and her husband have a church that they pastor together. But the book is really, really good as well. So I want to tell everyone that you should get yes. the book. Okay, best book you read this year.
Okay, so because I have 2 young girls, I don't read a ton. But by far, the favorite book I've read, I started last year and finished uh-huh. in January, Garden City by John Mark Comer.
Oh, yes.
And it I did it with a friend who lives in a different state, and we read it together, and we would FaceTime and talk about it. She's in full-time ministry, and I, at the time, was working at a PR agency and was just so worn thin and so just craving, like, meaning in my work, and I didn't feel like I had that.
Yeah.
And so we finished the book in January, and I quit my job.
You're like, I know how to solve this problem.
Yeah. It was so sudden, which is so not me. I am somebody who's really methodical and planned out. And I kind of thought I needed, like, I was over spiritualizing it. Yeah. Maybe I need to invite friends to pray with me or, like, fast about this decision. And it was just so clear that, like, just.
You needed to go.
Yeah. Just quit.
And then a few months later.
Yeah. I thought I would freelance or do some, you know, projects on the side. And then. You know,
here you
the rest
are.
Is history. Here I am.
Oh my gosh. And now do you feel purpose in your job?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I hope so.
I tell Lindsay all the time, I tell you all the time, I'm just so grateful to be here and to spend my days, you know, doing this really meaningful work.
Yeah.
And when I start to get kind of dragged down by all of the details to manage and all of the things on my to-do list, I have to, like, refocus and say, like, I'm bringing these stories to life and these topics that people get to have in their AirPods when they're walking, all the things that I love about podcasts, I get to make that happen through the work that I do here.
I'm a podcast lover too, which is great because this is my job, but I listen to a lot of podcasts as well. And because I interview so many people, you're the friend that's like, oh, I heard this on a podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm the friend that's like, I had this book you need to read because I've read all the books from the guests. And so I always feel like I turn into like an Enneagram 5 where I'm like, knowledge. Let me give all of you all the knowledge that I have. But it's fun because we do, and you're a part of it. We get to have so many amazing conversations that I sometimes think, I can't believe we get to do this.
Yeah. It's the coolest.
It's the coolest. Okay, 2023, right around the corner. Any personal or professional goals you have for next year for yourself?
Personally, I think just savoring. Mm. I, like I said, am planned and methodical, so I'm kind of always looking to the future. But with my girls being the ages they are, and now being in a rhythm of a job that I love, I just need to, like, savor the day-to-day and not get too far ahead of myself.
Yeah, that's really good. So. I also want to say that you are the person on our team who introduced us to Austin Soccer.
Yes, Austin FC.
Austin FC. You and your husband Thomas, me and my husband Aaron and Lindsay and you and Thomas went to a game this fall, and it was so much fun. Even with the 2-hour rain delay that we had to endure, it was so much fun. It's the only game I've been to, and you guys took us there, and it was so much fun.
It was just really a hobby that Thomas and I kind of developed together of a professional team in Austin. We didn't know anything about soccer until we watched Ted Lasso. And we were like, let's learn this, the rules of the game. And we went to the couple and we were hooked and we're eager to get season tickets when they open up. We're on a wait list.
So great.
But it was fun to share that with y'all.
Well, if anybody here in Austin has any pull, get the reads up on that wait list.
Yeah.
Amanda, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so glad you're here.
You. Thank you.
2022 has been a phenomenal year for Ivy Media and you are part of that. So thank you. Hey, Shannon, welcome to the happy hour.
Hey, Jamie.
Okay, so welcome here. You've been working for Ivy Media for how long?
Since the end of 2019 is when I started.
The end of 2019. Okay, God, we didn't know it was ahead of us, did we, at the end of 2019?
We didn't. And 2020 was just a big blow up.
Crazy. So you came on at the end of 2019, and you, what is your title?
Well,
I call you bookkeeper, but I feel like that's so low bar.
My website is not just a bookkeeper.com, so I don't really
That's your website?
Yeah.
Not just a bookkeeper.com.
Yes.
I love it, and I did not know that.
Shameless plug right there. But I started out kind of as a bookkeeper, but I do a lot of HR, I do a lot of insurance, it's just all kind of financial. So
it's all of our financial. And I think the best part for me about you working for us is that over the years, it's like every year we're like, we need Shannon in this meeting, we need Shannon in this, we need Shannon to handle this. Yeah. And so what started out as a bookkeeper, like, hey, can you just work our QuickBooks and do that kind of stuff, has turned into, hey, we need your help, we need your advice, we need you to run this. And so I'm happy about that leveling up. Okay, but tell us about your personal life.
Yes. Well, I have a husband that I've been married to for 30 years. I have two girls. One is 34. One is 27. Both of them just had grandbabies for us.
Like literally within
3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks. You became a grandma too.
Yeah. My oldest had a son, Cooper, and my youngest had a daughter, Olivia.
Do you have visions and dreams of like these kids growing up together and this like family of Sunday night dinners and cousins, BFFs for life? Are you that type of person? I am.
I do have those visions, but at this stage of the game, I really just want everyone to be healthy and happy. Mm-hmm. And you do have those visions. I mean, those are important. I mean, you as a grandparents, and especially, you know, you've already parented these kids and you've been through all that. But I think that, you know, you kind of start strategizing, you know, a lot more than you did as parents. So, yeah, it's exciting.
One thing that I love about you is every time you've come to the office and every time I've been around you, I learn like deeper knowledge about Shannon that I love so much. I'm going to bring one up in a minute about something I learned about you just last night. But I'm asking everyone, what do you love about working here?
I love being surrounded by godly people. I'm very much a loner, and so I can kind of tend to hunker down, you know, in my office and not communicate with people, you know, just do my job and then binge Netflix. But being here and being in communicating with people who don't just love Jesus, but they love me, that's a huge, huge, it's just a huge thing for me. It's something I'm not used to. I'm not accustomed to that. And I love it. I think that's the most important thing
for me. We love it. And we see you as way more than a book cooper. You already know that because I told you earlier and all those things. Okay. So favorite happy hour episode from this year.
Okay. So you interviewed Mike Cosper about Mars Hill and his podcast. And, at the time and before the interview, I had been reading about that whole situation. Uh-huh. It broke my heart. And so when you interviewed him, it kind of gave me an outlet away from mainstream media to learn more about it.
Yeah.
And it was important to me to just kind of see God's hand in the situation where, you know, what you hear about it from regular news sources just isn't there. So,
you know, when I interviewed Mike, I'm trying to remember this, but the season was still, his show was still in the middle of it.
Yes.
But he was further along, like with editing and recording, than we talked about. And so I remember when I interviewed him, and then when the show came out, I thought I had heard more of his show. I'm like, oh, I would have asked a different question. It's so funny because we were in the middle of it.
Yeah.
They did a great job with that. He has a new podcast out now. I'll put it in the show notes. I can't remember it with Dr. Moore that comes out on the CT Network as well. They're doing a great job there. Yeah. Okay, best book you read this year?
My husband and I read Soul of an Octopus.
I've never even heard of this.
Yeah, it's by Cy Montgomery, and she is a big... I wouldn't call her an environmentalist, but she's a journalist and an author who writes about nature, but it's not just nature, it's things that she loves and that she's passionate about. And so this whole book is about her getting to know the octopuses, and I say that correctly because I looked it up.
Okay.
In one of the Northeast aquariums.
Okay.
And just her whole journey of getting to know them. She learned to scuba dive, she went to Mexico, and I mean, it was an amazing story. And very especially intriguing. Love to read things with my husband.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's
do y'all read them out loud to each other, or you just read them at the same time?
We actually listened to the audiobook, and she read it herself.
Favorite,
So you really can feel her feelings,
you
know, about the topic, and it's amazing.
I love that.
Yeah.
One thing I learned about you just last night, which I think is really interesting, is that you told us all that every year on your birthday, you learn something new.
I do.
And I thought, wow, that is impressive, and it also makes you live life.
Yes.
And so my question I've been asking everyone is, what is a personal or professional goal for you in 2023? And maybe that is what you plan to do on your birthday or not, but what is a goal for you for 2023?
You know, I'm going to be real honest with you. I'm because of the life that I live in my profession, I'm very deadline driven. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
taxes, everyone wants them.
Yeah. It's all about taxes. It's monthly, it's quarterly, it's, you know, state and federal, and, you know, it's all of that. And so, you know, most people do have, like, beginning of the year, you know, they try to do their resolutions and stuff like that. I've never been a resolution kind of person, but this particular year has been difficult for me in my walk with Jesus, just because he's pulling me in directions that I'm not sure I want to go in, but, you know, as you know, we don't have any choice in the matter. But once we went through that journey and that and then getting to that destination where God wants us in our, in that season is joyous and, you know, beautiful. And my expectations for myself have always been so much higher than they should be as far as professionally. Mm-hmm. And so this year, I don't just want to be, I don't just want to expect less from myself. I want to expect peace and calm. Mm.
As an expectation.
Yeah. I want it to be a physical goal. Mm. And I think that, you know, if you had asked me this a month ago, I would not have been able to visualize that. But for some reason, just this past 2 or 3 weeks, God has just said, this is where you're going. Mm. And it's just been such a relief.
Well,
a feeling of goodness.
I love that. And I love that expectation for peace and calm. Shannon, we love you. We're so grateful that you're on this team. Too. And we would not be where we are without you.
Thank you.
Just so you know that. Thank you for being on this team.
That's amazing.
Ashley, welcome to the happy hour.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
You're excited to be here. And let's just be honest, you're a little nervous.
I'm very nervous.
Okay.
Yes, this is not my MO.
Okay, so what we've been doing today is we're introducing all of our listeners to our team. And you are our newest team member. Mm. And so literally, I've only known you like 3 days. Just kidding.
A month.
How long have you worked here? When was your start date?
I don't know what my official start date was, but my first interview was Halloween. October 31st.
Yeah. I remember you came to the office.
Yeah, it was so fun.
It was so great. And we knew we were going to hire you from the minute. I think Lindsay knew she was going to hire you before you got here.
Oh, I was so excited.
So excited. Well, we're happy to have you here. So tell everybody, a little bit about you as much as you want people to know, and then what you do here.
So I'm Ashley. I have two little girls. Kate is 4 and Nora is, she'll be 3 next week. Wow. So life is busy. Mm-hmm. We live, my husband's Andrew. We've been married for 8.5 years. And we live in Fredericksburg, which if you're not from Texas, it is the cutest little town.
It is the cutest little town.
It's about hour and a half west of Austin and 10,000 people. And it's super quaint.
Okay, but 10,000 people live there, but like on a Saturday in December, how many people come through there?
I don't even know.
I mean, it has to be 5,000. I mean,
the locals try not to go to Main Street on the weekends because it's crazy.
But, so if you come to Texas, I think it's a fun place to go visit. So go to Fredericksburg. I've been there on girls trips before, rent an Airbnb, go shopping, Main Street.
Mm-hmm. And then especially at Christmas time.
Oh, especially at Christmas time.
It's all lit up. Wineries, antique shopping.
I was going to say between Austin and Fredericksburg. Well, first you go through Dripping Springs, which is where I live, where we are right now currently. You go through Dripping Springs and you go through Johnson City. Mm-hmm. And just all along that way is wineries. Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful.
It's a beautiful drive. Yeah.
Head out to the Hill Country.
So, yeah, come to Fredericksburg, but don't move there.
That's exactly right. Okay, so you and your husband live in Fredericksburg. Mm-hmm. Okay, what else do you do? Because you do other things.
I'm also a nurse part-time now. I used to be full-time, and I'm a postpartum nurse for a hospital in San Antonio. And it's really fun helping bring babies into the world and help moms learn all the things about their babies. So
postpartum nurses are the best. And, in fact, nothing against doctors, but the nurses are who help the babies come in and are the best. Okay, so you came for your interview on October 31st. What do you do for Ivy Media?
So my official title is podcast production assistant, which means I am talking to all the guests, doing booking, scheduling, email communication. I'm about to start helping with the control room and all of those things.
It has been a huge asset already, even since November, having you here. As we've grown, and Lindsay and I talked about earlier in the show how we've grown, and as we've grown, Lindsay's role, who was doing like everything all the time, is just getting less and less time for those things. And so having you help me out with the happy hour has been such an asset. And so whenever we book people, Ashley is who they're going to talk to and do all the things. So we're so grateful to have you here. Okay, the fun thing about you, Ashley, is no shade on anybody else that works here. All right. We love everybody, all the things. No one is required to listen to the happy hour to work here. You just don't have to. Okay. Except for you, because you work on the
now,
show.
Now it's my job.
I always say people that work for me that listen to the happy hour, it's usually because I'm paying them to listen. So it is your job now. But fun fact, you've been a happy hour listener long before you started working here.
Yeah, that's true. Very beginning. I told you I used to read your blog when you were a blogger.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember when I think you did a blog episode or a blog post about, like, I'm thinking about starting my podcast.
That would be really so brave. Crazy.
Yeah, I remember you posted that. And so, yeah, very beginning, I've been a listener. I've gotten so many people to listen. I'm probably like...
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I owe all my success to you.
Yes, all of it.
And we had never met before you interviewed here, but we went to the same church, and you've known Lindsay for a long time. Yes. So that was the connection here. And so super fun. Ashley, why do you love working at Ivy Media?
Well, first of all, it is so fun.
Aww.
I feel sad for all the people in the world that don't get to work here because it's so joyful and positive and just a really great atmosphere.
I love it.
I mean, like what you hear on the other side of the microphone, I feel like is the same. I mean, it's just a great environment.
I love that.
And I mean, on a more serious note, it's such an honor and a weighty thing to share people's stories. And it's just really cool to be a part of that. And I don't like being on the side of the microphone. I like being on the other side.
Yeah.
So I liked that I get to play some part in that.
Yeah. Today that we're recording this, we also did an interview that's going to air in 2023. And the person showed up and, like, you've been communicating with them. Was that cool?
Yeah. Yeah. It was really cool. Yeah. Because I got to, I feel like several of our interviews have not been in person and I haven't been able to be here for those times, but it was neat to kind of go through that entire process and get to welcome somebody in like it's my place.
I love that. Yeah. So with all that being said, since you're a listener, and a listener doesn't mean you've heard every single episode. Oh my gosh, we've done like 550 shows. I was going to ask you what your favorite episode of this year is, and I still want to know. But I'm also just curious, do you have an episode over the years that stands out so strong in your head?
There are so many. I think I told you yesterday, like, my favorite are the ones that nobody knows about them. They don't have a platform, and they just have a great story about meeting Jesus or overcoming something. I mean, really, some of my favorite episodes, which I don't know how this is going to sound, but are the ones that people have gone through really hard things.
Yeah.
And overcome, and just how the Lord has brought them through that. I think it increases my faith, and it just reminds me, you know, my biggest fears, like God is still gonna be able to walk through it with me, and I don't have to be afraid. So those have been the most encouraging.
I think that's one of the things I love about doing this show is because people get to share their stories.
Yes.
And when people share their stories, we're encouraged by them, the body of believers. And so I love that about you. What was your favorite episode this year?
So almost like a year ago, I think in January, you had on Justin Whitman Early for Habits of the Household, which I haven't read this book, but I'm in like a mom's Bible study group. Yeah. And this might be the next book we read. But
really great book. I read it. Really great. That conversation was really great as well.
Yes, it was good.
And I thought the book is so good for, I mean, you can see my book, you have it in your hands. It has all these bookmarks on it because I really did love it. It's helpful for anybody, obviously. It is super helpful for people with young kids.
Yes.
Super helpful. So highly recommend that book.
I think the thing I really took away from that episode was just when he was talking about just liturgies of the home. And when he was talking about putting his kids to bed and it always being like insane, which is how our life. Mm-hmm. Like, I think before kids, I had this idea that, you know, we'd have this sweet little time at night together and all snuggle together and have prayers and it'd be so confident. It's not that way.
Yeah, not that way.
And it's very easy to just start yelling and, you know.
His liturgies are so good in that book. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it. Speaking of books, what was the best book you read this year?
I have not read a lot of books this year.
It doesn't matter. Yes.
I want to get back to that. My children are busy. But I read Sissy Golf's book, mm-hmm. Are My Kids on Track?
Yeah.
And it's just really encouraging. And it's like her suggestions, her and Dave Thomas, I feel like are really doable and encouraging and makes me not as overwhelmed.
I love Sissy so much. She's been on the show several times. Favorite guest here. And I love what her and David are doing. Yeah. Okay, I'm asking everybody that's coming on, what is one personal or professional or any category you want to put it in goal you have for 2023?
Mm-hmm. Well, Jamie and I are going to be tennis stars.
We're going to be tennis stars. I've already said how I said I wanted to do tennis this year and have yet to. But you encouraged me last night and you was like, the year's not over. Mm-hmm. So I might get one tennis lesson in. So
it doesn't even have to be a lesson.
Yeah.
We could just go.
Go play.
We could just go hit the ball around. Okay. And I think that counts.
Is that really a goal of yours? Like you want to play tennis? Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
And then professionally, this is a huge thing, me working here.
Well, we're so grateful for you. And thank you for letting the listeners get to know you a little bit better.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, Ashley Minor, welcome to the Happy Hour.
Hello, Jamie. Thanks for having me again.
I should say welcome back to the Happy Hour.
Yes, two times in 1 year.
That doesn't happen very often. We're pretty strict about how often a guest can come on. Two times in 1 year. You guys remember Ashley was on and she works for FCA. We talked about football. We talked about the University of Texas. We talked about my dream guest who we have still yet to book, but we are working on it diligently over here. Bijan, call your girl. Yes. Ashley, introduce yourself again for anyone who doesn't know who you are, what you do, and then tell me what you do at Ivy Media.
Yes, so my name is Ashley, and I work with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, aka FCA, full-time. I'm the FCA representative at the University of Texas. And at Ivy Media, I interned as the podcast assistant, and yeah, I would listen to your episodes and edit some things and put the show out there.
Okay, but Ashley Minor, we are not having all of our interns on this show. So you did start as an intern and then, don't downplay it. And then we were like, hey, we're going to pay you some bucks.
I got hired. Yes, yes. So I came in part-time in August as the production podcast assistant and pretty much did the same role with a little bit more, and that was uploading the episodes to Simplecast and the blog and writing the show notes. So that was a fun job.
It's been great. Okay, what have you loved so far? I mean, you've been here since May, June. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. What have you loved about working at Ivy Media?
I love the atmosphere, first thing first, just the women who love Jesus, who are trying to advance the kingdom of God in every way possible. And just that you value women in ministry and their voices, although you do have some males who come on and speak, but I'm
the ladies. Let's be honest. We're here for the ladies. Okay.
Yes. And so with my FCA job, I don't have that many women around me. Mm-hmm. And so just being around women who love Jesus has been one of my top favorites. And just, I wrote this on a note card when we were, you know, strategizing this spring, but your patience, Lindsay, who's behind the scenes, you guys can't see, but Lindsay, I feel like she was so patient with me the entire way, her and Angie. And so, man, just you guys, not only reading the word and talking about the word, but actually living it out. Mm. So I'm so grateful.
Well, we have loved having you here this year, and that is an understatement. You come in on Tuesdays, and it's always so fun. You fit right in. I mean,
me, you, and Lindsay, who'd be at the office. We all love the Longhorns. Amanda, you know, she's a Baylor Bear, so we give her some credit too. But it's been fun having you in here, all of us talking about football and all the fun stuff. So we're so thankful for you. All right, you have had, you're one of the people that we pay to listen to the Happy Hour episode. So what has been your favorite episode of the year?
Ooh, this is so tough. But I would have to go with the Boundary series.
Okay,
so I know all that's four. Not one, mm-hmm. but I love that series. Lisa Turquez, her episode was one of my favorites. I love Dr. Allison, but that I struggle with boundaries, mm-hmm. And that entire series, everyone who came on to talk about boundaries really blessed my life. So,
so good.
I would have to say boundaries.
You know what the boundaries did for me is I wouldn't say I'm someone who struggles with boundaries, but there's like small little bitty boundaries that we make all the time that I don't really think of as boundaries. And I did that this year, Ashley. I told my entire family, four kids, really who I'm buying most of the gifts for. I said, hey, I need to know what you want for Christmas by the Friday after Thanksgiving. Like I told them this way early in November, literally when I was recording all those boundaries episodes, I was like, what's a boundary I need to work on? And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be buying Christmas gifts on December 15th. I'm not doing it to myself this year. So I told them all that. Three of the children complied. One didn't. And I straight up just bought them things I thought they would like. And then they had the nerve to get mad at me because I didn't wait on their list. And I said, oh, no, no, child. Your mama set a boundary. Your mama set a boundary, and that boundary was, yep. I will have all your gift requests in by Friday, or I'll buy you what I think you want. And I literally was so proud of myself, and it was from that boundary series.
Wow. That's big time.
Thank you.
That's big time.
Thank you, Lisa, Allison, Jim.
Proud of you.
And Tracy. Okay, did you have another one, or just the whole boundary series?
Just the whole series.
Yeah, it's good. So
entire
good.
Entire series.
Okay, we talk about books a lot around here. I read a lot of books because of the show, and I always love to hear what people are reading. What is your favorite book that you read this year?
A recent book that you gave me, Leaving Cloud Nine by Erica Anderson. This book, when she was on the Happy Hour, she read the subtitles, and it says this: the true story of a life resurrected from the ashes of poverty, trauma, and mental illness. And that just struck me because that's my entire upbringing and some of those battles still fight in to be resurrected from. And this, she tells the story, her husband's story and his upbringing and all the mental illness, the poverty. And man, this book has my name on like every page. I even DM'd her to thank her for writing this book.
That's awesome. Were you here the day we recorded an episode with her?
Yes.
You were in the production room. Yeah. Yes. So she's going to be on the show, Erica Anderson, in early January. So that's really, really cool about that as well. You know, Ashley, I told Lindsay when we were at the beginning of the episode some of my favorite books, and I forgot to say one. And I don't think you were around when I interviewed Ann Voskamp. That was early in the spring. Mm-hmm. But she had a book come out called Waymaker. And I also think that you would really like it. In fact, I'm going to get it for you if I can find it. It was one of the best books I read this year as well. All right. I'd love to hear from you, Ashley. You got any personal or professional goals for 2023?
Yes. Professional goals. I would love to publish my book.
Look at
that
you.
I've been working out.
Let's go.
Lindsay's my accountability partner. We've talked about it a couple weeks ago, but That's a huge go. It's been a huge go for the last 3 years now. Mm-hmm. So it's time. And man, just keeping. Also, I would love to spend time with the Lord every morning in my prayer closet, specifically in my prayer closet, because it just seems as if the world is off. It's silence and I'm focused. And so, yeah, specifically not just on the go reading my Bible app.
Do you have a literal prayer closet?
It's my sort of kind of it. I mean, it's my clothes are in there, but half of it is
closet. Yeah. I wanted to read you this that I saw yesterday online. Elisa Keaton posted this on our Instagram. And I think these are pieces from an article that Francis Chan maybe wrote or something. And it says five pillars of the underground church. One, deep commitment to prayer. Mm-hmm.
And I, that's what you just said. That was like one, deep commitment to prayer, two, studying the word of God, three, preaching of the gospel everyone preaches, four, regular expectations of miracles, and five, embrace suffering for the glory of Jesus. And I just, that came into my brain that I read that yesterday, if you said about your commitment to prayer for the year and stuff. And I really, really love that. Ashley Miner, we have loved having you this year. You've been a great asset to the team. Been grateful to see you every Tuesday. Go to football games and volleyball games with you, and I can't wait to go to basketball games. Yes. And I don't know, let's go to a track meet. Yes. And maybe a tennis match. What else can we do, Ashley? Let's just go see all the Longhorns.
Tennis is fun. Every sport there is fun. Like, we have to experience it all this spring.
I love it. I love it. Well, Ashley, thanks for coming back on the Happy Hour to chat with me.
Thanks for having me, Jamie.
You guys, I am so grateful that every person on our team got to sit down and talk with you. We have other people that we contract that we love dearly, but these are the people who really have their hands on episodes of the Happy Hour, and I am so grateful for each and every one of them and what they do here. I hope you learned a little bit more about them. We gave you a lot of books to add to your to-read book for 2023, and I just want to say that everything that happens at the Happy Hour, everything that happens at Ivy Media, I hope you now are very much aware of that it is a team effort, and I love my team. I love the fact that I get to work with these amazing women every single week on everything that we do. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode, and I hope you have a phenomenal Christmas in just a couple of days. The Happy Hour with Jamie Ivy is a production of Ivy Media Podcasts. Executive produced by Jamie Ivy, produced by Lindsay Sweeney, edited by Angie Elkins, show notes by Ashley Miner, art by Jen Jett Barrett, original music by Matt Graham, and I'm your host, Jamie. Have a happy hour with a friend.